Week three, it's a good win for us, division opponent. Nice to be back home after a bunch of weeks on the road. We started fast, had a good start to the game, scoring touchdowns, and all of our possessions except for the end of the half there. And then second half was, disjointed. We didn't get the ball. We got the ball one time in the third quarter and scored a field goal. So it kind of slowed our momentum down a little bit, but good win for us.
So what's the difference between that offense in the first half that's just really rhythmic and moving like a machine and the one that was a lot more disjointed the first two games and for, big parts of last season?
Well, just get on the same page. Hitting Jordy for some big plays helps. Hit Cook for a big first down to start the game. Devontae, moving him around in the slot there. Ran a nice route on the touchdown. Cobbie had a big play on an early drive. Then we had the balance. They gave us a run there in the second half, and Eddie did a good job getting 100 yards. Line blocked really well. So it was good. Jordy and I connected. Whenever we're doing that, it kind of opens some other things up for the offense.
Aaron, the second touchdown to Jordy, he had Slay. Can you describe that play? Does it sort of look like a vintage Jordy type play?
Yeah, it was. The pass down the middle to me was a vintage Jordy play. He goes up and gets it and breaks a tackle and, big time explosive gain for us. They brought three or four empty pressures where they're bringing an extra guy and playing man press across the board. So you got to take a shot in those situations. Took a shot to Cook on the first drive and just missed him. Took a shot to Jordy on the field goal drive, which I believe was the fourth drive. He was kind of getting held. He almost brought it in one hand, kind of went back to the same type of play on the touchdown on the right side there to Jordy on the fifth drive. So, great catch. Reminded me of the catch against Philly, where he had it on the sidelines and got his feet down there on press man coverage. So it was fun to get him going like that.
Aaron, I think on that touchdown that Rob asked you about, I think he moved Starks over, and then sure enough, the guy was coming and he blocked him. Is your offense at its best when you're able to see all that stuff, you're getting the ball out quickly and you guys are in a rhythm, you can make a couple of second reaction plays for big plays? Is that kind of the formula of what this offense looks like when it's on?
I think that's part of it. I think the other part is the timing passing game. I hit a number of three steps today, which we just hadn't hit in the past. And when that's all about spacing and timing, receivers getting off their press coverage and then throwing an accurate football. So I hit, three step to Devontae for a touchdown. Hit one to Pillow, Cookie on a first down. So when we're hitting those, a lot of them are in breakers or stop routes. Hitting those on time, that kind of sets everything else up off of that. And you just have to be solid in your reactions. It goes back to film study and preparation and guys on the same page. Actually, the one to Jordy down the left sideline that he almost brought him in one hand, we actually weren't on the same page. We went over, we shored things up. We got James on the same page there with the protection and fixed it and threw a touchdown pass the next time.
Those passes, those quick timing passes, were those just not there the last two games?
Well, we just we didn't have them. They weren't there. No, they weren't as consistently. We did a better job of winning with our releases at the line of scrimmage, and that's important. You have to hit some over-the-top stuff or at least threaten them, though, to open some of that stuff up. So we finally hit a couple balls down the middle and over the top outside, and that helps with the quick game.
Hey, Aaron, you were very clear on Wednesday what you thought of some of our questions.
Your questions.
Mine specifically, yes. Yeah. At the same time, TJ told us just now that after one of the touchdowns, you headbutted him and smiled and said, "I'm back." Did you feel like you hadn't been yourself before that? Or?
No. I mean, I've always felt like myself out there. He might have misunderstood what I was saying and gave the edited version there. But it's good to get into a rhythm like that. It feels good when you're on a roll and things are happening positively. You can stack them in a row. We did that in the first half. It's just frustrating we didn't do that in the second half.
So, well,
sorry.
Yeah, just since I wanted to use that quote, can you tell me what your intent was then and stuff?
Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
Aaron, can you take us through the scramble play at the end to move the chain? It looked like maybe when you took off, it wasn't necessarily a guarantee you were going to be able to get there. What did you see there?
I saw the backs of the defenders, which is even with my 5-flat 40, as Joe Callahan just told me I was running. I'm thankful enough to get the first down there. You know, we had a good play call that's kind of a switch release on the backside, and I just felt like it was a little risky throw to try and hit Jordy on that one. The line did a good job of blocking. I kind of moved to the left as things kind of collapsed, and was looking back for Devontae, who was had the safety had looked him up, and I saw just backs of defenders to the left and realized that you know I should be able to get the first down there and slide and keep the clock going.
Is there any sense of relief, Aaron, though, that you guys did have this kind of an offensive performance to start the game?
To start the game, yeah. It feels good to see some of the potential. The tough part is, you know, at times we've doubled up on teams and it changes the momentum. We're up 31-3 there. They get a late touchdown the first half. They get a touchdown come out the second half. That always changes the momentum of the game, and we just didn't get it back. They went on a 7.5-minute drive to start the second half, and we came back with a 4.5-minute drive and got a field goal, went back up 3 scores, but that was the only drive of the quarter. So that makes it difficult to get that rhythm back because as much as you carry over the positive feelings from a first half like that, you have to start your own momentum starting the second half, and we didn't do that.
So can you say the offense is back, or do you need to stack these performances?
I don't think anybody gives a you-know-what if the offense is back or not. It's just about winning, and we got to win. We're 2-1. We were efficient at times. That's important. We did a good job on third downs. You know, there's going to be games like this where we got to outscore the opponent, and we did today.
So, Aaron, how do you go into the bye feeling about your offense? Like, do you feel better, or slightly better than what?
That's for you guys to write your columns about, and we're not.
And what will you think? I don't want what I think. I want you what you think.
I care about winning, and then also what it feels like, and we need to harness that feeling that we had in the first half, and keep doing that kind of stuff. That's a tough offense to stop. That first half, second half, you know, we ran a little bit more. We had the injury to Cook, the injury to Ripkowski, that kind of changed the dynamic. We did a good job in our 21 personnel, which is two backs, a tight end, two receivers. Rip goes out. We kind of go out of some of that stuff, obviously. So, yeah, we'll see. We got to get healthy. We got a lot of guys on defense not play. Proud of the young guys who stepped in and played really well. Proud of Fackrell getting his first sack. Nick Perry's been a monster on that side. Proud of him. You know, it's going to be games like this that we got to score 30 points to win, and we did it.
Two more. What are your feelings about having the bye so early?
I'm not a big fan of it, but it actually comes a good time for us based on the way our team is health-wise. The tough part is you go on a 13-game stretch after this. We do have a mini-bye after the Thursday night Chicago game, but health is a premium. We've seen it every single year. It's the teams that are playing the hottest but also that are healthy at the end of the year that go on the run. So we got to get hot and to have some good fortune and have guys take care of their bodies the right way and get healthy. I know that LaTroy and Dayton, I think we're close. So hopefully you get those guys back and Clay and Morgan. And then we'll see what happens with Cook and Ripkowski. But I think our team at full strength is going to be really good. We got to get to full strength, though.